Shortwave 105, going back to the 80s. And today, we're joined by the girl group that defined the decade, Bananarama. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
How are you all?
Good.
Really good.
Let's get into your first song, In Deep.
Yes.
Last night, a DJ saved my life. Tell me why you love this song.
For me, Perrin, I picked it because I think I had it on a mixtape on my Walkman, when Walkmans first came out, and played it constantly, sort of striding along the street. It's a good walking song.
And it was always played at a very famous club called the Wag Club in Soho, and we all used to frequent there, along with, you know, Boy George and Wham and everybody. We all used to go down, and they always played that track.
It's still my favourite dance track from those times.
Yeah.
It's Wave 105 going back to the 80s. Bananarama are choosing their favourite songs from back then. Who put Dolly Parton on the list?
I'm afraid it's me, Karen.
Okay.
I was thinking of loads of really cool tracks from the 80s and then decided to go completely the other way and choose something that just made me laugh. And I'm not sure I ever even saw the film, because I believe it came from the film, but who doesn't love Dolly Parton?
It's a great song to have on a night out.
Yeah, and I think a lot of her other big hits were in the 70s, like Jolene, which we all love and adore. And just 9 to 5 reminds me of Sarah's daughter, Alice, and I think it's a sort of timeless, all girls love it.
So the next song we're going to play is an epic from New Order.
It's just one of the greatest electro dance tracks. When I was DJing in the
Shibourne,
I DJed local band in 2000 to 2008, and it was my evergreen chestnut that saved my set every time.
On that subject, who's putting together the mixtape that plays before you're on stage on this tour? Is that something that's going to
be... Well, we'll all have an input with the music.
Can we expect to hear this song on the intro music before you take to the stage?
I would have thought so, yeah.
Excellent. Well, we'll play it next at Wave 105 as Bananarama choose their favourite songs from the 80s. It's Wave 105 going back to the 80s with Prince and Sign of the Times, another song chosen by Bananarama. And you put that on the list, Sarah, is that right?
I did. I liked everything and anything that Prince did. I saw every show he ever did and, well, not every show in London. We got to meet him. We went to his club in Minneapolis, where they played Venus when it was number one there, and that was just fantastic.
That must have been incredible.
He's just such a talented guy, and I love the lyrics of that. It was just, really great song.
So the final song on your list is by Soft Cell, Siobhan.
I mean, I love that it's drama and it's emotion, and it's just a really great song. I loved Soft Cell. I wanted Mike Thorne, the producer of their first album, to produce us, but... We were told, oh, no, he only works with male synth duos. We found
his loss.
Better his Gary Blue.
And this was out around the time that Shy Boy was in the charts, if I remember rightly.
Was it? I suppose it was.
He's still very well known.
Yeah, on the radio.
Yeah, he was in here recently.
Yeah, he still sounds great. And I've seen him. We've performed on the same bill as him a few times, and I always hang around to watch his show.
Bananarama on Wave 105. And the girls, of course, are live in Bournemouth, touring together as a three-piece for the first time. Is that true? You've not...
Yes, yes, it is.
Absolutely true.
How did that not happen?
Siobhan left in 1988, and then we...
We toured in 89.
We did.
To be fair, we did rehearse twice to go on tour.
We did try.
We tried our very hardest. We didn't get a huge amount of support from the record company, who were quite happy to ship us off doing videos and talking to people around the world. Yeah. And I think pregnancies may have got in the way as well. But
they're yours.
Yeah, sorry.
I do find that bizarre. I suppose because what we're used to these days, a band will tour before they release the first album, and then they're constantly touring. So I suppose from the early 80s to the late 80s, it's a bit of a shock to me that you guys never actually toured.
It was a weird blip. It was the MTV era, and the record company were much more interested in saving the shekels on tours and... Mm.
I think it was like that for most bands. It wasn't just particularly us. I mean, I don't remember many bands touring, to be honest. Do you remember Culture Club touring?
No, that's true, actually. That's true. So, how far back to the 80s are you going to go with the stage show? I mean, will you be back combing your hair with sugar and water? Will you be making your own outfits?
No. None of those.
No, but we are going way back with all the music. I mean, it's a celebration of all the stuff we did with Siobhan through the 80s, and there's more than you would think, and it all sounds brilliant. We can't wait.
Have you ever been to the town before, by the way?
Yes, many times.
Is Christchurch near there?
That's right, it's on the cusp.
Yes,
used to go there on holiday. Weekenders.
Yes. Sarah and I holidayed together as children, didn't we?
In Bournemouth.
Christchurch, we did, yeah.
So the show in Bournemouth is on Sunday, the 26th of November. A lot of people will have work the next day, but I really don't think they're going to care. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome night, and we can't wait to see you on stage in Bournemouth as a three-piece for the very first time on the 26th of November.
Wear your dancing shoes.
Waiting here for someone.
On air and online.
Wave 105.